My name, as you just say, is David Bitton. I've been in Australia since 91, and actually I arrived on Anzac Day, which was quite a special day to arrive in this country, and met my wife, and now just enjoy my life here.
Tell us about your background. When I rang you, I said to you, David Bitton, there is no other possibility. Bitton is Moroccan Jewish name, 100%.
Correct. Correct. So my grandfather was born in Marrakesh. So Bitton is very, very Moroccan, and my dad was Moderai Bitton. He was born in Lyon, so in France, but I still have family in Morocco and in Israel.
Tell us about your family in Israel. You told me you've got a family in Ashdod. Who have you?
Yeah, I got an auntie in Ashdod that used to be a professor at the Blind University, and my uncle unfortunately passed. And I've got three cousins in Ashdod, but never been in Israel, not yet. Anyway, it's on the wish list. My brothers and my dad used to go to Israel often, of course.
And tell us about your family here.
So I was lucky when I came in Australia. I met my wife that was born in South Africa, born in Durban. So she's a sixth-generation South African Indian. I met her. I was working in a five-star hotel, and we never looked back. We've been together for 25 years now, and we got two young children, a little girl called Monet. She's 14 years old, and a little boy called Mayan. He's 8 years old.
You've done very well in Australia, David. You started from a very small cafe. I believe you arrived to Australia with $1,000.
I did. When I was in France, I had enough of the lifestyle, I guess, and I wanted to do something different. So I was lucky. I went to Switzerland to work, and I met a couple from Australia. They say, why don't you come in Australia? It's a great country. And I apply. And in 1989, when I apply, I was a permanent resident within 3 weeks.
Wow.
So not expected, of course, because I didn't know where Australia was. I didn't speak a word of English. So I saved some money until 91, until I took a one-way ticket and came here with two suitcases and $1,000.
And what did you do with your $1,000?
I found a flat in Potts Point, and I had a job at a very well-known fine dining restaurant called The Treasury, which was a fine dining room of the Intercontinental Hotel back in 91, and I worked in this fine dining restaurant for a year. And that's where I met my wife, and also after that I traveled, and I went to Hayman Island, I went to the Windsor Hotel in Melbourne, and then came back to settle in Sydney again, in Five-Star Hotel.
And you opened your own business.
Yes, and I decided to give up our corporate job and to open a small six-table coffee shop in Alexandria. That was in November 2000. The concept was a little cafe with a French food, five-star service, and launching a range of gourmet food products with our background, with our culture, with our spicy ingredients that we will use in our community. And that's how Bitton Gourmet was launched. So Bitton Gourmet since 2000 has grown quite massively, I guess. I'm laughing.
The food must have been good. The coffee must have been excellent.
You know, when you open a six-table coffee shop in 2000, and 17 years later, we got two restaurants. We got a range of gourmet food products that we sell around the country. We got 50 employees. We got about 4,000 customers come through the doors every week through these two restaurants. We're very lucky because it's a very, very tough industry. But I'm still there every day. I love what I do. I'm not looking back, really. I'm looking to even get, you know, bigger and make a difference for people working for me and for, you know, charity that I support.
We are talking to David Bitton, a chef, restaurant owner, and a new migrant to Australia, a new old migrant, been here for 26 years.
Yes.
And we are going back to the topic of our conversation, Australia Day. You are
yes.
the ideal migrant that came to this country, and this is multicultural Australia. And you've been appointed, it's a very big honor, as an ambassador for Australia Day. What is your role as an ambassador for Australia Day, and what does it mean to you?
Firstly, what it means is mean the world. Couldn't be more proud to be represented like that. I think coming with two suitcases and where I am today and be able to give it back, for me, that was the kick. Be part of the celebration to celebrate Australia Day and be part of giving the citizenship to people that become Australian on that day. It's very special, you know. It's a lucky country, and sometimes we take that very lightly, but truly for me, for my wife and I, it's been the lucky country.
What is your role as an ambassador for Australia Day?
I've been an Australia ambassador for the past 5 years now, and the best part of it is to travel around the country, going to regions that I never thought I could go, like going to Cobar or going to Maggi, Orange, and next week I'm going to Lismore.
We are talking to David Bitton. He's a chef, an entrepreneur, and he's also Australia Day ambassador. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. David, you said that part of being Australia Day ambassador is traveling around the country. What else do you do as an ambassador?
You meet obviously a lot of people from the community, and there's a lot of celebration and live bands. But also at one stage you give an official address, and actually I must say this is quite most rewarding of during the weekend, because addressing to, you know, in Orange it was probably over 4,000 people, and last year was in Kogar was maybe 10,000 people, is to tell your story. And, you know, you can't make it up. This is your life. And you just open yourself, telling your story, and people are just listening to you. And at the end of the speech, you know, at the end of the address, they come and they just want, how did you do that? And how that happened? And basically, you just want to inspire, really. And you just want to share your experience with people. And a lot of people embrace it, you know, and people, you know, take it on board. And I think that's a great thing to do.
It is a great thing to do. And you've got a great story to tell. You're a migrant that came to Australia with almost nothing, and you contributed a lot to Australia, and you employ more than 50 people these days.
Yes. You don't want to be on the payroll.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for talking to us, David, and good luck and enjoy Australia Day.